malam that is a
it's called like truth.
And that one said what? There is forgiveness for you, but only thing is you have to leave this land of Ma'abia. You go to the land where people of Iman are. And on his way to that place, he died. So I want to look at it, they know he's not a Muslim. So you don't judge things like that. So this is the same thing we are trying to call. The same thing that this deed that has led you to say it's not a Muslim, they are not Muslim, is the same zeal that has led those people to say, okay, how can somebody be committing adultery? How can somebody be fornicating? Okay. This one can't be a Muslim. The same zeal. So as long as he has not committed kufru, he won't say he's a kafir. But that doesn't mean he will not be punished. That doesn't mean he will not be punished. And that's why those who committed zina during the time of the Messenger of Allah and were caught or they came to confess. And the punishment was carried out on them. When they were stoning one of them, blood splashed on the garment of one of the companions. And he said, what? La'anaki Allah. May the wrath of Allah be upon you. Messenger of Allah said, don't do that. لَكَتَابَ تَوْبَةً لَوْ قُسِمَتْ عَلَىٰ سَبْعِينَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ لَوَسَعَتْهُمْ. She has repented in such a way that if the repentance is to be shared among 70 people in Medina, it will be enough for them. The man who was taken in Tosik, and every time they would bring him to the Messenger of Allah, he would flog him. The companion who narrated, he said, some of us, some people were hitting him with their sandals, some were beating him with palm fiber, whatever. And somebody said, oh, la'anak Allah, ma akthara ma yutabik. May the wrath of Allah be with you. Every time they will bring you here, the Messenger of Allah said, la takunu awna shaytan ala akhikum. Don't be the helper of shaytan on your brother. Now that report said what? Innahu yuhibbu Allah wa rasula. He loves Allah and his messenger. He loves Allah and his messenger. So we shouldn't, because of zeal that we have, declare people kuffar. But that doesn't mean what they do, they should not be punished for it. No, they will be punished for it. But for you to say, okay, we are expunging you from Islam, unless if you commit something that is kufr. And that's why Messenger of Allah said concerning the rulers, he said, illa antara kufra, bawa. Unless if you see what clear kufr indakum in Allah fi burhan, that you have clear evidence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is what clear kufr. So when you read the Kitab al-Imara and Kitab al-Ahkam, Kitab al-Imara is a Muslim, Kitab al-Ahkam is a Bukhari, you see a lot of these ahadith. If the Muslims have kept on to this, all these problems, tribulations that you have seen in the Middle East or in the Arab world, wouldn't have seen such. But because people deviate from the teachings of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, we take laws into our hands. We believe that, oh, we can do this, we can do that. And that's why they've been finding themselves in all this problem. Look at the serious code now. And look at what people are going through. The Syrian refugees, what they are going through in Turkey and places like that. People are just dying. Is this Islam? No, this cannot be Islam. This type of revolution that will lead people into this evil thing, no, that can be what? Supported by Islam. So they are unable to change Bashar away, and the people, they are going through a lot of sufferings. Women being raped. Women becoming widows, and so on and so forth. So it is very, very important that we go back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also says, وَإِنْ طَائِفَةً مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا If two groups among the believers fight, فَأَصْلُوا بَيْنَهُمَا try to reconcile between them. فَإِنْبَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى if one transgresses on the other, فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبُغِي حَتَّى تَفِيَّ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ the one that has transgressed, you all come together and fight him until he turns back to the order of Allah. فَإِنْ فَاعَتْ if he turns back to the order of Allah, فَحَسْلُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَبْلِ try to reconcile between them بِالْعَبْلِ with justice. وَأَكْ to be just. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُخْسِدِينَ Allah loves the just ones. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ the believers are إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ reconcile between your brothers. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ fear Allah لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ so that what? You will see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَطْلِبُونَ الْفَاطِقَ الْمِلِّي الْإِسْلَامَ بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ though it's a fatiq, that is somebody who is disobedient to Allah, but he's still upon the millah, he has not gone out of the code of Islam. He said, وَلَا يَطْلِبُونَ they don't take away from him al-Islam, Islam بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ completely. وَلَا يُخَلِّدُونَهُ فِي النَّارِ they will not say he will dwell in hellfire forever. كَمَا تَكُولُ الْمُعْتَزِلَى the way the Mu'tazila will say. The way the Mu'tazila will say. So they don't do that. بَلِ الْفَاطِقِ rather, the disobedient one, يَدْخُلْ فِسْمِ الْإِيمَانِ he enters into what? The word Iman. كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ أَطَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى says, فَطَعَلُوا رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ setting free a watch, setting free a believing slave. A believing slave. So this is a believing, pious slave, a believing slave. وَقَدْ لَا يَدْخُلُ فِي اسْمِ الْإِيمَانِ الْمُطْلَقِ you may not say this was his watch, it's مُؤْمِنٌ كَامِلُ الْإِيمَانِ a mu'min that is what? That has perfect iman. But you cannot deny him of iman completely to say he's not a mu'min, unless if he has done something that takes him out of the fold of Islam. If he commits what? Shirk. And as we said, if he commits shirk, we have to look at the situation surrounding that. Is this person a jahil? Is this somebody who has just embraced Islam? Is this somebody who is living in a society where there is no knowledge of the deen? Is this somebody who knows the truth, but because of these worldly things, he has decided to commit the shirk? We have to look at all this. إنما المؤمنون إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. Said the believers are those that if the name of Allah is mentioned, وجلت قلوبهم, their heart tremble. وإذا تليت عليهم آياته, and when the verses of Allah are read to them, زادتهم إيمانا. Their iman increases. Their iman increases. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم the statement of the Messenger of Allah that said what لا يزني الزاني إن يزني وهو مؤمن the one committing zina will not commit zina وهو مؤمن why is mu'min these are hadith a hadith like this are what the khawarij hold on to لا يزني الزاني إن يزني وهو commit zina will not commit zina وهو مؤمن why is to believer so means what Wakafir is a kafir. So the Khawarij, they will hold on to what a hadith like this. They will hold on to verses like وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger. فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ for him is what? جَهَنَّم خَالِدِنَ فِيهَا they will dwell in it forever. خَالِدِنَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا they will dwell in it forever. That tells us that what? Any person that commits sin is a kafir because he's going to dwell in it forever. But how is Jama'a? There are people who take this hadith and take the other hadith. They take this verse and take this verse. They take the verse in Allah la yakfiru an yushraka bih. Wa yakfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. They take this verse and they take the other verse. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهِ that the ma'asiyah there is what? Ma'asiyah that is shirk that takes one out of the food of Islam. Not just ordinary ma'asiyah. This is the way they watch. They will bring the two verses together. And don't forget, Allah said, watch. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ أُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. He said, He Allah is the one that has revealed on you the book. Minhu, part of the book, are what? Ayatun muhkamat, verses that are what? That are clear. Wa ukhra mutashabihat. And there are others that are what? Ambiguous. For amma alladhina fi qulubihim zaygun, as for those in whose heart there is what? There is misguidance. Fayattabi'una ma tashabaha minhu. It is those that are ambiguous that they will be holding on to. Ibtigha'a al-fitna, because they want to cause fitna. Wabtigha'a ta'wili, they want to interpret it by force. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. It's only Allah and those who are well-grounded in knowledge that have the ta'wil of this. And now there is people of sunnah. They will say, what? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَكْفُرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ يَكْفُرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And what? They will take the verse, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِي أَبَدًا. So they will take this verse and this verse. He said, okay, this mafia is being referred to here is what? A shirk. I hope it is clear. So this is the way they watch the reconciled verses. So the Quran, you don't take part of it, leave part of it. You take it all. Likewise, this hadith, لَا يَذْنِ الزَّانِي أَنْ يَذْنِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. The one who commits zina doesn't commit zina وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. That is وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ كَامِلُ الْإِيمَانِ. That is, he won't do all this when his iman is perfect. So he's doing it as a result of what? Iman not being perfect. As a result of what? As a result of reduction in his iman. وَلَا يَسْرِكُ السَّارِكُ حِينَ يَسْرِكُ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And the one who's stealing will not steal when he's what? Mu'minun. That is كَامِلُ الْإِيمَانِ. وَلَا يَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرَ حِينَ يَشْرَبُهَا. He will not take intoxicant when he takes it وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Why is what? Mumin kamil al-Iman. وَلَا يَنْتَهِبُ نُهْبَةً ذَاتَ شَرَفٍ. And he will not snatch something, he will not snatch something from people. ذَاتَ شَرَفٍ, that is what it. يَرْفَعُ النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِ فِي أَبْصَرَهُمْ. That people who watch will be looking at him. حِنَ يَنْتَهِبُهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. When he does this, and he will be what? He will be a believer. وَنَكُونَ. The Sheikh said, he says, huwa mu'minun naqisul iman. It's mu'min that is naqisul iman. Aw mu'minun bi imanihi. He said, is a mu'min, considering his iman, fasikun bi kabiratihi. And it's what? It's a disobedient person when you look at his kabira. Fala yu'ta al-ism al-mutlaq. He will not be given what? Al-ism al-mutlaq. Wala yuslab mutlaq al-ism. And you will not withdraw from him what mutlaqu al-ism. So we have al-ism al-mutlaq. Al-ism al-mutlaq, this is what? The absolute nomenclature, the absolute naming. You will say what? Mu'minun. I think we are telling that, we should continue. So, an ism al-mutlaq is to say what? Just the ordinary, the list of the name, you will not deny him. The list of that thing. Just as you won't give him what? The name, all of it, you will not deny him the list of the name. So you say what? It's mu'minun when you look at what? Some other actions that he does. Huh? He has what? Shahadatu Allah ila illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He doesn't commit shirk. Huh? He prays, he observes salah and things like that. Or in fact, that's what, maybe he takes intoxicant, or because he fornicates, or he commits adultery. You say what? Mumin, but what? Nakisu al-Iman. Mumin, but Nakisu al-Iman. Or you say what? Muminun bi imanihi, fasikun bi kabirati. But what for you to say, because he still is praying, but he doesn't watch. He takes intoxicant, because of that, you say he's not a believer. No. This is what, this is outrageous. And it's not the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why if you look at all these lessons, somebody was taken in intoxicant, Messenger of Allah what? Asked that the man should be what? Should be beaten. That is the ruling, he should be beaten. But when some people, they wanted to go overboard, they called him what? Somebody gave la'ana to him, la'anakallah. May Allah take you away from his watch, his mercy. Ma akarama yuta bik. Every time they will bring him, let me know Allah questions. No, this is too outwatch, outrageous. Not to that extent. And now you have Allah or Rasulullah. He loves Allah and his watch, his messenger. He loves Allah and his messenger. So these are things that we ought to understand. Very, very important. Somebody may make some mistakes at times. We should not be hasty in declaring people kuffar. So if it means that maybe some prohibition should be made, it should be made. So this is what the author is telling us, that you should look at your way critically, not to behave like the Khawarij. The Khawarij are those that watch, their target is just the rulers, concentrating on the rulers, target of the Khawarij. Concentrating on the masses, making takfir of them. So when you see somebody who wakes up and he calls himself a scholar, but all the time he's just concentrating on the rulers, that is what is a deviant way. You try to preach to the people, but when you concentrate on the rulers often and often, attacking them, making them, calling them kafir and so on and so forth, that is not the best way. That is what treading the path of the Khawarij. So your attitude should be that what you call people to the truth, not to be making takfir of the people, not the rulers, not the masses, unless if they commit what is what? Clear kufru. And if they commit clear kufru, you have to look at the ways to correct this. Some people feel that what it is part of being bold for you to watch, for you to be declaring the government that is in power in the society in which you are living, to be declaring that government publicly, to be declaring them kafir, challenging. I know that is not boldness. That is craziness. It's not boldness. Because if the repercussion of that thing comes, it will not stop on you only. That doesn't mean that if you have the aqidah, maybe the existing government, for instance, they are committing kufru. You know this is what kufru. You know in your heart that it's kufru. But if you shout it, maybe if they what destroy things more, then in that case you keep quiet. Rather than say no, you have to say it, and you see it as what? Jihad. This is what some of these youths do not understand. They believe that what they should come out publicly and say what? King Abdullah is a kafir. Sisi is a kafir. You have to come out openly. No, that is not. What are you going to benefit in coming out openly to say what? Sisi is a kafir. Abdullah is a kafir. So and so is a kafir. They are not going to benefit anything from that. Only fitna. But if Abdullah is kafir before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you calling him a Muslim, does it stop that? And if you believe in your mind that this world, this government, this world is kafir, that doesn't change what is in your mind. مَرَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَالْغَيُّرُوا بِيَدِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَفِي فَبِلِسَانِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَفِي فَبِقَلْبِي. These are things that you ought to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm on his path. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa alaykum alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. If an Okada man who is a Muslim eats a Muslim, we have to ask, is it deliberate or not? If deliberate, then it falls under فَمَنْ يَقْتُ الْمُؤْمِنَ الْمُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. It falls under that. Unless if the family of the deceased, they decide to take dear from him just to overlook their own part of it. But if it is something that is mistaken, in that situation, you have to pay dear. Unless if the family of the deceased overlook it, then in that case, it's not compulsory on him to pay the dear. But it's compulsory on him to do kafara. And the kafara is setting free a believing slave, or in the absence of that, he will fast 2 months consecutively. This is the kafara between him and Allah. But between him and the relatives of the deceased, he is to pay the deer, which is 100 camels, or is equivalent. So if, let's say, for instance, a camel is maybe 100,000 naira, for instance, so 100 camels is going to be what? 10 million. So 100 camels or is equivalent. That is the deer of al-qatl al-khata, a manslaughter. That's the deer for it. Then there is kafara, which is setting free a slave. In the absence of that, the person will fast 2 months consecutively. Wallahu a'lam. The dia is the right of the relatives of the deceased. Yes, you will pay it, but he will not be the one that will pay it. His own relatives, those who are his relatives, they'll be the ones to pay. Those that they benefit from him as well. Maybe if his children are not alive, those who come and inherit him in the absence of these people. So it has happened. So they should also come and watch at it. So they will be the ones to pay. The same thing. If they don't have the money, for what? That should be a negotiation between them and the relative of the deceased. Okay. Yeah,
in the case of the question I have, what we find where the judge is, they are going to take here.
Now, in the case of that deer, there is a difference. It's 100 camels as well, but the camels, maybe 40 or so of them should be pregnant. So, or it's equivalent. Now, okay. نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. نعم on gathering people maybe to do prayer for one's late parents. Okay. Okay, now if it is bringing Afar together to ask them to maybe read some portions of the Quran, after which they will give them food, this has no basis. To say maybe they should come and recite some portions of the Quran, no, it has no basis. But if one wants to feed people with the intention of what? Being sadaqah, there's nothing wrong in that. So when one has good intention, that okay, this food that I've prepared, maybe I'm going to give it to people, or I'm going to invite some people to my house to eat. And maybe if they are coming from far places, you take care of their transport, whatever. So that what they will not eat and start calculating that, okay, from Lagos Island to Suruleri, also I've spent 100 naira. So, and the food that I've eaten here is up to 100 naira. So, if one takes care of that, so they know that what, alhamdulillah, they enjoy it, and they will also supplicate. So, this is what, this is good. So, preparing food for people to eat is a good thing. So, your intention of doing it now matters. If the intention is just to do it for maybe bringing your friends together, then that is not a sadaqah. It will be a kind of a gift. When the intention is doing sadaqah, you are expecting reward from Allah, then it's sadaqah. So all the pious and the sisters who practice, at times they bring people together to eat just for eating sake, and at times they will do it for sadaqah with the intention of having reward. But it's okay, they will recite some portions of the Quran before, after we now eat the food. This is not the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any of his companions. Wallahu alam. Now, the award for what? Most of the time they organize things like this in order to get money from the children, or so that the children will be donating to the mosque, if that is the intention. Or at times some of these people do this, they want to do it so that they can get money for their own personal benefit, not only for the benefit of the mosque now. So, and that's why people organize type of award, offering a juyi, numashalashi, and things like that. So somebody that you know is not upright at all, you want to make him the Baba Dini of the mosque, Sidki Adini of the mosque. And after the person comes, the event is held, that person goes back to taking in Tozikant, humanizing, and doing all these things, and is having on his head the Baba Adini and the Sidki Adini of the masjid, the sunnah of the masjid. So all these things have no basis in the deen. It has no basis in the deen. So if they want to give the award and one is invited, and we know that they are serious people, so there is no need making this noise. So one can do the whatever assistance one can render to the masjid with the intention of having what reward. One may almost say that I don't want this announced. If truly they need money for the development of the mosque, so there is no need announcing that, okay, we are giving awards to so and so person. So because the reason why they are doing this is to get money from the relatives of the... Now, okay. Well, if it's limited to that, not because you want to raise money, so it's not something that, but making it a special celebration. That is where the issue lies. If they just call the people that, okay, this is the award we are given, there is nothing wrong in that. But they will make it a very elaborate occasion that, you know, the way people do things. So that is the area of... And the most important thing is the way they conduct the event. So So the way they conduct it.
Okay.
That one has no business. Instead of inviting them to your house, you can cook and what give to people to eat. Now it is Abdullah bin Umar that the coach that the Surah Al-Baqarah that he was trying to memorize it, but maybe after 8 years or so, so he was able to memorize it and decided towards to slaughter for people. But wallahu alam, I don't know the authenticity. Though in the book Al-Hawadith Wal-Bid'ah, so Tortusi brought that author just briefly. So he didn't add other things, but one has to verify the authenticity of the author. Wallahu alam. My sacrifices. And the problem, as I've said, is the way they organize some of these things. So if they organize it in a way that does not go against the Sunnah, one can honor. But those who do not understand Sunnah, how are they going to organize things that will be in line with the Sunnah? That's the major issue. So the major issue. Take for instance, somebody wants to do walima to the Quran. Maybe because he has memorized the Quran, that's why they want to read the walima. Or because he has known how to recite the Quran very well, that's why they want to do the walima. There's nothing wrong. But how are they going to do it? When you get there, you see them drumming, doing all this, dancing, doing all this. So this is what matters now. Huh? The way they will conduct it is the issue. Allahu Akbar.
One, for instance, there is a government. He gave the ruling. Sorry, he gave the ruling. And that ruling is supposed to be the right of suspect of many different people now. I think it's 1919. Abacha gave the ruling that nature sex and exactly the same. Giving some hours of fighting. I think 12 to 3. Now, nothing knows you and they have to inform you. Being the student of the campus, is it allowed to force the school authorities? Because an example which happened in my own school, the exam was supposed to be ready for 2 weeks. The first week, there was an exam fixed for 2 o'clock, which approached into the time, which the government, the class of the day, So what is your say on this? That's one of the first questions. If I need to come and eat in someone else, should we go and eat? Maybe you repeat it probably weekly or yearly.
Now on the government making a law that permits something, and maybe those who are under the government are trying to watch to maybe ban such a thing or try not to allow it. So one can also take the matter to those who are above the ones that are trying to ban it, since it is allowed by the government. Of so if you have a way of maybe writing or meeting the authority above them, then you can meet the authority rather than what going violent. No, no. Take for instance, there are people who are higher than those that you have met. And you take it to the court. And you can still take it up, and the issue will be addressed. Since something that is allowed in the constitution and it favors you, and they are trying to watch, prevent you from enjoying that, or is something that is allowed by the higher authorities, then you take it rather than going violent in the on the school campus. That's what I'm saying. Rather than going violent, so one should try to follow the right channel. Then if one, take for instance now, there's nothing wrong with somebody deciding that, okay, I feel like feeding people, and invite people to that. Not celebrating anything. It's not celebrating birthday, it's not celebrating, you just want to feed people. So this they will practice in terms of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's nothing wrong. Huh? It doesn't matter if the person is doing it, like there was this hadith of Sahal bin Sa'd, which is contained in Bukhari, that every Friday they will go to the house of a woman, an old woman, who will prepare something for them. Immediately they are leaving the masjid, they will just go to her house. So she would have prepared something for them to eat. So if it were wrong, Messenger of Allah would have corrected that. So they were not celebrating any Eid, no festival, just to feed people. So, and if it's something like tobacco, no harm. Okay. No. It depends on your intention as well. Whether your friends are those that you brought together or they are distant people as well. So your intention matters. If your intention is to do sadaqah, yes. If your intention is just to watch, to establish friendship, it's permissible. And if your intention is what, to bribe them, maybe we are looking for a contract and you see that, okay, for you to get this contract, you have to, then that, in that case, it will be what, it will be master, it will be bribery.
I'm talking about the
reward. That's what I'm talking, the reward, it can be what, bribery. It depends on the intention that you are doing it. Huh? Invite somebody to your house to eat now, what is the motive behind it? Have you invited that person because you want him to do something that he's not supposed to do, but you know you can't get him can't have him do that thing except by what you tipping him. So you now say, okay, let me organize a kind of a banquet or whatever so that he can. So that will be treated as what, as bribery. But if it's just to establish a friendship, not anything behind it, that will be treated as what, as adiyah, gift. So if your intention is to get reward from Allah, it will have the ruling of sadaqah.
It's an alarm company, but they do some services to, like, maybe around this company. For example, maybe a computer engineer, if the company is like, can they do some services maybe to church, or banks, or things like jewelry, or things like that?
Nama alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah wa ta'ala. نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى says وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. So if you have a company and you are rendering services to a church, so which means you are doing تعاون على الإثم والعدوان. So you are teaching evil. You are teaching evil. So if you are working in the society, in a company rather that is doing that, is it permissible for you to work in a society, in a company that is rendering services at times to a church? If the services of the company are not more of haram than halal, then it's permissible. That is, the services are more of halal than haram, it's permissible. As you have said, somebody working in a computer company that is rendering some services to a church or to a brother, and so on and so forth, as long as the haram whatever is little in comparison to the halal services, then it's permissible, on condition that you don't work in that haram aspect of it. On condition that you don't work in that haram aspect of it. But if you are going to be the one in charge of the haram aspect of it, then it's not permissible. How would it play? Allahu a'lam. Okay. Yes, the same thing. As long as you are not sent to that that company that is or that branch of it that they are practicing haram. Because if you want to look at it early, will you see a company that is free from something that is haram? Early. The one working, for instance, in Cabri can't say his watch is free. Maybe they will supply some banks, they will supply some churches, and so on and so forth. So whether you are working in, just think of anything, any place you are working. People are what? They are so much interested in money, more than the way we think. If you are asked, for instance, maybe you are a taxi driver. So people will come to you and say, okay, take me to that church. Is it permissible? Huh? Uh-huh. So there are a lot of around things that are around. Maybe there is a company now that maybe you are working for the company, they pay you, you drive, and during Christmas time, it's okay, you take people to celebrate their festival. Are you going there? So almost just think of anything. You find one way or the other that maybe you see some things that are, but the most important is that you don't practice that thing that is haram. But if what is more in that company is haram, then in that case, al-hukm lil-ghalib, you don't partake in things like that at all. Because the majority of what is operating there is what haram. So when somebody hears that you are working there, what comes to the person's mind is that what? You are working in a haram company. So you now be explaining that, this thing that I'm working there, no. So in that case, you don't work where the haram is small. But when the haram is little, now, this is different from you buying shares. I hope it is clear. Can you buy shares in a company where haram is what is more, even where there is what little haram? Can you buy shares there? So in this case, you are a shareholder when you buy shares. You are one of the owners of the company if you buy shares in, and that's, it's called as a disagree on this. Majority of the scholars are opinion that what you cannot do that. And that is what the Fiqh Council under OIC and many other Islamic organizations, their Fiqh Council, this is what they are upon. That only if it is 1% haram, you don't partake in it. How do you display? Take for instance, OAIT rules out shares. Can you buy shares here? Why? Why can't you buy shares in AIT? So many things. They get loan from the bank, they a lot of things. So Allah Alam. Okay. Now they are killing him. It's not as Imam Muslimi said. This the hadith is one of the hadith that people do not act upon, though that is not correct according to the stronger opinion. So that the hadith is what people also acted upon. So, but that doesn't mean the person is what is a kafir. When the person is killed, he is killed for what as a penalty, so to say, not because he's a kafir. So, and this will be what a later ruling to that of Abdullah that they will call Himar. So, it's a later ruling. Allah Alam. Well, that is not khawf is what you are afraid of. But if something has happened, what is the cause of this? So this will fall under what is known as tafawul and tasha'ul. So having bad omen and good omen. That okay, so and so good has happened to me because of so and so. So and so evil has happened to me because of so and so. So that's why the Arabs, they will have evil omen from houses, women, and their mounts. So when something happened to them, something evil happened to them, some of them will feel maybe it's because of their wife, or it's because of their house, or it's because of their mounts. So Islam has come to watch to turn this away. That is not something that is allowed. So one should not be saying it's because of so and so that has so and so has happened to me. So we should be mutafa'ilun, those that will be having good women, not those that will be having the bad women. So that's not, it's not allowed. But how has to do with the fear that you are having? The fear that you are having. Maybe they tell you that there is a witch in your environment, and because of that you have had, you start what shaking. So if she, you don't want to say something that what that she will not like in her. So this is what is called khawful sir. Khawful sir. But when somebody puts something that is maybe harmful on the way, you not say no, you don't have to be afraid. You know that is not what is being talked about here. How this is clear? Maybe somebody puts a spell, something like that, on the way. So in that case, okay, come and cross it. In that case, I'll cross it because I don't want to have khawf. So that is, it doesn't mean that what you should challenge the person. So having fear for unnecessary things is what is called khawful sir. Because we hear that somebody is maybe there are jinn around, so you start doing things that what they want you to do. As some people want to just the entertain fear where they hear that somebody is a baby witch or somebody is falling in Kali and things like that. They start what shaking. You don't want to do things that what you will not like. So this type of khawf is for Allah alone. Because he can't do you anything except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So, but if he has maybe made some attempts and you to not say that you should dare, no, that's not compulsory, that you should dare the person for Allah. From which well, we should not listen to things like this. You know, this is established. We have the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and some other books of hadith. So she talked about her age when Messenger of Allah married her, when she was consummated. She said she was consummated at the age of 9. So when is the age of 9? Are they talking about age of 9 in Nigeria or age of 9 was in the... So a girl of 9 in Saudi Arabia, for instance, when you see her, you want to call her your elder sister. Huh? So it's not the way you look at things here. You may see a girl of 14 years, and the girl of 9 over there will look older than the girl of 14 years. So, and then what's the usual about 14? We have girls even in this estate, those that are not more than 14 when they had their children. Not that they got married, they were impregnated, the first one, second one, like that. And they were still living in the house of their mother. So nobody is crying for this. Those who are championing things like this, they don't say that, okay, you can't sleep with a girl under watch, under 18. But you can't marry a girl under 18. What is the difference between marrying a girl under 18 and sleeping with a girl under 18? So this is what is something that we should not listen to. Huh? So those who are saying this, they are trying to push people to prostitution. There are some people in the West that said, okay, before a girl can marry, she must be up to 25 years old before she can marry. Which one are we going to take? Some said 18, some said 19, some said 20. Different cultures. So are you going to impose your culture on... So Islam has never said this is the marriage age, of that a girl at this age must marry. No. So it depends on when a body requires that. So if a lady decides to get married at the age of 25, that's her watch, her decision, as long as she does not commit zina. And if a girl of, let's say, 19... says that she wants to get married, don't tell her don't get married now. Why? Because she may do something worse than the marriage that you are talking about. Why not guide her and let her lead a good life? So all these people, they are just calculating things that are not correct. Okay.
I think we should also be careful with some of these writers. I think that things like 10 years ago or thereabouts. And most of the arguments they try to put around some of these writers is that perhaps those that recorded the Sunnah, they made mistakes. And they were supposed to write 19, and they were written in rules 9. I mean, if we can start listening to such people, they can always tell us that they made mistakes about the Salah, they made mistakes about the all the others like that. So even the Al-Qadi Iman, they can easily say that they make mistakes. And these are the sources of the Sharia that have been found to be in accordance with the authentic Sunnah and the Quran. Mm-hmm. So we should not waste our time listening to such people. If you read the rights of one person for the scholar, you just someone that wants to defend in court the Quran in the face of antagonism and criticism. the non-Muslim. We cannot be friends with Islam without knowing Islam.
Just to add to what you have said, you know, you've talked about Al-Jambun Sofwan. Al-Jambun Sofwan negated the attributes of Allah completely. The names of Allah completely. Why? Because he wanted to defend Islam. Because he wanted to defend Islam. So he met with some philosophers who said they don't believe in what? They don't believe in God. And he was trying to convince them that God exists. This I've mentioned before. He now said, he was talking about the substance or matters and the accidents. That if, for instance, if you say, okay, this is a human being, so there are some things that human beings will do, walking, sleeping, all this stuff. They are called arad, the accidents, things that will happen. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have this accident. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. And anything that takes this accident, it means that that thing is what? Is created. So he wanted to prove to them that Allah is not created. He's a supreme being. So he said Allah does not have this accident. So that nothing can come to Allah. You know, when you sleep now, something has what affected you. When you eat, something has what affected you. When you catch cold, something has affected you. When you feel hot, something has affected you. That nothing can affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You now tell him, okay, describe your Lord. Describe your Lord. So when he goes back, for instance, to the Quran, he'll be reading what? In Allah, Sami'un Alim. He'll be reciting what? The attributes of Allah. So how is he going to defend this? Am I communicating? So he has said that Allah does not have what? A'raj, that things that do not come to Allah. Huh? So and he'll recite in the Quran that Allah is Sami', Allah is Basir, Allah is Alim. Allah is no, all these attributes. So he now discovered that this watch will affect his position. So he will say, watch, Allah, these are not attributes of Allah. Despite the fact that what? Allah said, what? Inna Allah, Sami'un Alim. You say, no, the Sami' there is not referring to Allah. The Alim there is not referring to Allah. So that's what? His 40 position will not be exposed to those people. So we have people like that. Allah said what? He created mankind from dust. So some people have listened to what Charles Darwin said, that human being evolved from ape. I even to defend this before them. So there are some people outside here that they want to defend Islam. They don't mind what? Kicking against some established evidences of the Quran, not only Sunnah now. What Jam did, is worse than what that person that wrote that 19 of 15 did, The one who said that they made mistake of, so Jam, attributes of Allah, that's why it's called as a limited fear of him. So we should be careful. Anything that the deen has said is established in the Quran, authentic Sunnah, take it like that. Don't start trying to philosophize so that some people will be pleased. Who are those people? The people who have reached what? Apex of what? Of nonsense. How can somebody tell you that, okay, if you don't allow homosexuality, we are going to withdraw the economic support that you are giving you? And you think that person is what? It's in its right senses. You want to please people who are doing this? Those who are saying people are free to be lesbians. You want to please them? You want to defend Islam in front of people like this? Stick to your deen. Don't mind whatever people say. They are not ready to want to drop their own. Just like people are saying that, why must those people kill those journalists that they killed? Why must they kill them? There is freedom now. Freedom of what? You have freedom to attack what? To attack my own prophet? That is the freedom. So it's not in your own culture that you should not be attacking people's religion. So we want people to take what you believe, that people should watch, should be allowed to attack anybody they want to attack. If you want to make jest of Allah, they should be allowed to do that. So based on that, you should also take the other view that people should be allowed to kill whoever watch. They have freedom, if you want to go by your judgment, they have freedom to do that. So there is limitation to freedom, and you have to understand how you relate with these people. Huh? Yes, yes. So we have to understand things like this. For I personally, I refuse to be apologetic, so to say. And I refuse. If this is what is in the Quran, I stand by it. Anybody wants to hate me for that, let him hate him. Let him hate me, I don't mind. But if what Quran says is against what people are doing, then in that case, I will fight and attack those people, even if they call themselves Muslims. Even if they call themselves Muslims. As long as what they are saying and practicing is against what is in the Quran and the Sunnah. So I don't think because they are Muslims, let me keep quiet. No. We have to say what is in the Quran. At the same time, you say because you want people to love you, to love Islam, so you be apologetic. Things that Islam has said, you want to cover it. No, that is not correct. So this behavior of Aisha is not something that the scholars, right from the time of the companions, they have a dispute concerning. No, no, no. They don't have any dispute concerning that. So, Allahu Alam. Last question. That you would say Messenger of Allah did not say those people that said that they will not pray, no, that they will not pay zakah. Messenger of Allah did not say zakah is not compulsory. Those who say they will pray, observe prayers twice in a day. They say the other ones are not. He asked them, okay, do that. And he said, by your dakun, they will pay zakah. Oh yeah, you do, and they will also fight what? Jihad, with respect to those people who say that. So he didn't say it's not compulsory or they are not compulsory. No. Now you're telling the people of the West that, okay, because they love music, music is what? It's permissible. That is not Islam. That is not Islam. But somebody says, look, I want to embrace Islam, but I love music. It is difficult for me to leave music. You, as a preacher, you mean, okay, embrace Islam. You are not telling him that watch music is what? Halal. But you are telling him to embrace Islam. So for us, he will leave the music later. But for us to say, okay, it is permissible for you, are we receiving wahi from Allah? Are we Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the answer is no. So what should be done is that when you see some people, maybe they are just coming up, you try to accommodate them. So you don't chase them away because they say they listen to music. You say, no, you have to leave music. No. You accommodate them. So they start from that and watch. But that doesn't mean music is what? It's not haram. It's haram. But instead of what, you chasing them away, you leave that. And you should not be depending that, okay, music is permissible because of. This is what some of the callers in the West, what they fall into. They look at the society and they see some evil things that people are doing. And because they want people to watch, to embrace Islam, they are. Huh? Like, for example, this common thing in the West. A woman who is a kafira and a man who is a kafir. The woman decides to embrace Islam. She's under the kafir husband. What happens? Huh? So they have these cases in the West that a lot of women, they are embracing Islam and their husband, maybe they've been together 30 years, 25 years, 10 years. So what is the ruling? Islamic ruling is that what? Yes, automatic divorce. Your embracing Islam makes that man haram on you. So some scholars in the West, they said you have this case is what is rampant now. So as some of them started what writing book that they can still be under that kafir husband. Huh? That they can still be under the kafir. And we have the verse. لا هن يحل ها no not that one لا ها لا هن now that verse that they are not permissible for the men and the men are not permissible for them. So the verse is clear. The verse is clear. So what despite these scholars, because of what they are facing in the society, they allow that they can still be under them. So if they are under them, are they going to be having sexual intercourse with them or not? They'll be having sexual intercourse with them. So this is what? A kafir having sex with a Muslim. So this is, they came out to say this is what is permissible. So this is not correct. But let's say somebody embraces Islam, and she's still practicing that. We will say no, if you know you can't stop that, then you should watch. Leave Islam, go back to Kufr. No, you won't tell her that. But that thing that she's doing is what? It's a simple act. It's like committing zina. It's what is zina. It's zina. So, Allahu Alam. Subhanakallahumma hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.